The Judicial Services Commission, JSC, says it will investigate a complaint laid against Judge Mabel Jensen over her comments about black people and rape posted on Facebook. JSC spokesperson advocate Dumisa Ntsebese said in a statement that a complaint was received from a Johannesburg advocate, Vuyani Ngalwana, from the SC, in his capacity as chairperson of the Advocates for Transformation, also in his personal capacity. And Jensen's remark, part of a conversation posted on Facebook a year ago, sparked an outcry this week among social media users and political parties. Jensen stated in the conversation that rape was part of black people's culture, that gang raping of a baby, daughter and a mother was a pleasurable pastime. Jensen further said that she had dozens of cases before to prove it. The North Gauteng High Court judge was labeled a racist, with calls for her to be fired as a judge. We discussed the case with attorney Yusha Teb of the Muslim Lawyers Association. Yusha, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah khair for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time. What was your immediate reaction on learning of this judge's statements?
You know, it was shocking, I must say, reading the content, but this inherent racism, this non-institutionalized apartheid, definitely exists in the legal profession and certainly in the country. So shocking nonetheless. But we've somehow got to deal with this inherent racism in the country. We haven't gotten past it insofar as its practicalities are concerned. And I think it's still there. I think this advertisement of the Rainbow Nation and the like may exist in part. But in the bulk, we've not dealt with it. We've not dealt with the past, and we've not dealt with white privilege, and we've not dealt with white economy, we've not dealt with white capital. And it's sad that it's coming from it's not sad. I mean, we know it exists. So it's actually, it unmasks the reality of sometimes what we see on a daily basis.
Yes.
But she certainly compromised her position. And she showed her prejudice in a terribly, terribly negative way.
But looking at the issue, the judge now defends a statement saying it was taken out of context, and that's what people say as their first defense. But is there any way that a statement that rape is part of black people's culture can be taken out of context?
Yeah, you see, I mean, everybody wants to explain the context, and I suppose she will now be given her chance to explain it. Because what the Judicial Services Commission will do, and that's another thing, you know, the complainant in the matter, Skitter, says that she did refer this aspect of the matter to the JSC almost a year ago, and they did nothing about it. So you know, hopefully the JSC will also answer for itself. So the JSC, Judicial Services Commission, will now set up a committee to investigate it, and if they find that it was said in a particular context, they'll make a finding. But Mabel Jensen has got a lot of explaining to do.
Should all the criminal cases that she presided over, and especially those involving rape and murder where the suspect was a black man, be reviewed? Does this automatically put a question mark over her rulings?
Yeah, look, I think there's been a call for that to happen, and it's not only the criminal matters, it's also the civil matters in which she has presided. In fact, anything that she's ever done needs to be re-looked at because of the base prejudice that she's showing towards black people. So I think everything that she's ever done, but it also shows, you know, the shows up the JSC. You know, they wanted to be this bastion of morality, and here they, you know, they're letting a few slip through the hole. They've also got to bring their own credibility into question, and she's got a lot to answer for. But I mean, I think this issue around context, she will be given an opportunity to explain.
Yes.
And if that investigating committee of the Judicial Services Commission finds that the context was okay and so, then we'll obviously hear about it. But it's going to take a bit of time before we hear anything from the Judicial Services Commission.
What is the code of conduct for judges in a case such as this? Does it make provision for comments made in personal capacity on social media?
No. You know, I mean, public office is like any other public office bearer. The judges are appointed in terms of specific legislation, and they're also sworn to uphold the law and the like, and exercise justice without fear or favor and all of those things. But by and large, you know, then they're public figures, and they need to be wary of what they say in the public domain. And certainly they need to be of a stature that reflects the public policy, the public mores, the public views. And this is certainly way, way, way past that. So, yeah, she has some difficulties. She has some difficulties.
How will this impact on any case which will in future be heard by Judge Jensen? If you, for example, have to defend an accused and she's on the bench, will you feel confident enough that there will be an impartial hearing?
Yeah, look, based on the racial comments, you know, the profession, we're not affected by her other judgments in the sense of whatever she may have decided until we looked at them. I don't think anybody has looked at Judge Jansen's cases that closely, but I think they all need to be to be reviewed to some extent. And if she was presiding in a matter, if she was qualified enough to be appointed, these racial comments aside, one would present the case, but one would be very weary because, remember, she still is a judge until she's removed from that position or resigns from that position. So one would have to present. You'd be weary, and obviously as a lawyer, you know, you'd be able to bring the race angle into it if you lost the case, so you could buy a bit of time. So I mean, it's opportunistic, but in effectual reality, no, it would be very difficult to run a trial before a person of this stature, considering what she said about black men in particular.
Are there enough debriefing of magistrates and judges who often hear horrific details of crimes committed, and is there not a danger that they may become immune to the horror?
You know, I'm not entirely sure if there are programs that are for them, but in my experience, I just don't think that the Justice Department would afford such an expense. And to the extent that it happens, I think all of them need to deal with it in their own personal way. So I don't believe there's a program, unless somebody, one of the listeners, is aware of it. I'm certainly not aware of any programs up here in Joburg to desensitize or assist judicial officers in matters that may cause them trauma or grief, yeah.
Will it be enough for her just to be put on special leave, or should this be an automatic removal from her position?
Look, I think it's something decisive, and what we've been picking up at this stage is that the judge president is not dealing with it as decisively as he should. So, you know, I think the country's crying out for a reaction. Having spoken to a colleague of mine in the Black Lawyers Association yesterday, I think they're screaming out for a reaction from the judge president, Mr. Duncan Mlambo. So I think something decisive needs to happen. It can't linger because it just gives the feeling that it's being allowed to persist from high office. So I think the Justice President Duncan Mlambo will need to act very decisively and very quickly.
Ayusha, jazakumullah khair for your time this morning on Radio Islam.
Pleasure. Keep well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.